We have many teachings in unity that remind us that all is well. Our favorite is that everything's in divine order. Have you ever been one of those folks like us? Everything's in divine order, except this. There is no except this. This too shall pass is another one. When our light starts to flicker, everything will be okay in the end is another one. I understand that John Lennon said everything will be okay in the end originally, but we first heard it on the best exotic Marigold Hotel. The young innkeeper, being a unity kind of guy, he may not have known it. We were all unity people at one time, even though we didn't know it. Angelina was singing on a cruise ship in Hawaii many, many years ago before me. And there was another lady on the cruise ship singing in the piano bar, a lady by the name of Karen Drucker. Angelina was in the song and dance show, and Karen Drucker was in the piano bar.
Right. It was wonderful. So I would be done with my show, and I'd go to the lounge and just listen to her. She was so wonderful, that great voice she has, and she would tell these beautiful, wonderful stories. It was really, just really great.
And they never talked about New Thought, but they were unity even then. They just had to find their way back here. So this is awesome. So we're going to sing the song Okay in the End. The words are very simple. Everything will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay and there's a strobe light flickering, it's not the end. This is not cultural appropriation. This is cultural appreciation. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Nothing in this universe will ever last. So if you're feeling low, this too shall pass. Nothing in this universe will ever last. So if the lights start to strobe, this too shall pass. Because everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Let's sha-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Every happy song has to have some sha-la-la-las in it. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Even when the darkness seems to hide you away, after every night, a brand new day. Even when your inner peace goes away, after every night, a brand new day. A brand new day. A sunny day. All right, here we go. Everything will be okay. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Y'all ready to sha-la-la? Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Okay, here comes the tricky part. Even when it all just seems to go your way, don't get attached, it's gonna change. Even when it all just seems to go your way, no matter how many times you saw the secret, it's still gonna change. That's okay because everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Just the audience. I heard him singing it. It's not the end.
It's not the end. So if you don't like the weather in Chesapeake, wait a day. It's not the end. It's not the end. You can't believe all they talk about on TV or politics. It's not the end. It's not the end. Woo! It's not the end. But this is the end of the song.
Well, I am delighted that we have coming back here. We used to come here every 2 or 3 years, and then some weird thing happened in the world where we couldn't. And now here we're back, and we're excited. And I got to tell you, it's like coming into a new church. Y'all have done a lot of stuff in the last few years, lots of stuff, and it looks fantastic. And the diversity that I am seeing now in every realm, America is in this church right now, represented in a very powerful way. We live in Florida, and we're there 6 months of the year, and most of the churches are not quite like that. So it's awesome that y'all are here and doing so much diversity and bringing so much joy and reflecting and representing the melting pot that the world is. Okay, so another cool thing happened this morning that was not necessarily intended. So our service today is called There's No Such Thing as Rejection. However, you said regret. And you know what? Guess what? There's also a danger in regret. And I'm going to talk a tiny bit about that because that's one of my favorite subjects. Regret is when you think you could have done it better. Right? There's a big difference between regret and learning. Learning is, I will not do that again. Regret is, I'm going to feel bad in my now for something I did, even though I did the best I could, but I forgot that I did the best I could. And to me, that's what unity teaches us, to remind us that each of us is doing the very best we can at any given moment, given our current state of consciousness. No accidents. Thank you for that. And so one of the things that bugs me, and I try to get over, not to be attached, but it bugs me when people use the pulpit to self-promote. So I wrote a book since I was here, and I'm going to read something from that. One little quick page. This chapter is called Faith in the System. Everything will be okay as soon as you are okay with everything. And that's the only time everything will be okay. Michael Singer wrote that. And being okay with everything doesn't mean you always feel good. It means there's a part of you that knows this is divine order. This too shall pass. Everything will be okay in the end. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, has been said to stand for feeling all right in the heart. F-A-I-T-H, feeling all right in the heart. Feeling all right in the heart does not mean we always understand everything. It doesn't mean we don't get confused. It just means that we trust that, as John Lennon said, everything will be okay in the end. Being confused is okay. Thinking that there is something wrong with us for being confused and regretting something we did in the past is where we get into trouble. As Byron Katie said, how do we know something happened the way it was supposed to? Because it happened. Yes, thank you. Very simple, not very easy. I wish simple and easy were the same, don't you? Think about it. Flossing twice a day. Simple, not always easy. Okay. And meditation is a lot like floss, okay? If you don't floss your teeth, stuff builds up. If you don't do mental floss with meditation, right, stuff builds up, okay? So do a right. little mental floss daily. I recommend 15 minutes twice a day. Anyway, either way, it right, won't take you that long.
Meditation is a great way. For me, I find if things kind of become, I'm more agitated or anxious, it's like I need to go meditate. And so sometimes it's not, you know, you think, oh, I'm too busy to meditate, I don't have time, and that's really the time, a good time to meditate. So I make sure that I meditate in the morning. I try to do 30 minutes, 20 minutes, and it just makes the day go so much better and so much easier, right?
Yes.
Because you have that joy and just that that connection with spirit. And so I find, for me, meditation these days is very important.
Got to do that mental floss. Okay. So how many people have ever felt rejection? Not a good feeling.
Yes.
It's natural. The body feels rejection. The mind feels rejection. your emotions specifically feel rejection. We're watching a TV show about a psychiatric office that's called Shrinking. Anybody watch Shrinking? Loving Shrinking, but she said something the other day when one of her clients got real upset about a rejection, and she said, you just got a 2 rejection, but you turned it into a 10. Who's done that? Okay? And that's why it's good to have people mirror back to you like that therapist did, because we're all each other's therapists. Okay? We're all each other's coaches. Jay Leno said one time, he says, y'all have all these new things, these personal coaches that help you and work with you and tell you things that could be improved. He says, when I was a kid, we called them friends. That's all right. We could do both. We can have both. Okay? And so we feel rejection, but our spirit knows better. Our spirit knows that things are just moving us in a different way. Okay? We've all experienced things that we thought were the end of the world. The first one was when my parents divorced. Okay? Those two staying together would have been much worse, but I didn't know that at the time. And I eventually got that. Okay? I remember another really, really tough time for me is when my dad would not let me use his nice car for prom. I thought it was the end of the world. It worked out. It always works out. Another one was maybe if you've ever been married and divorced before. That is one of the most challenging feelings of rejection that you can get. But it worked out.
It did.
Because you got guided to somewhere else, okay?
And so hopefully more wisdom with being with someone that wasn't the right match for you, and you learned a lot of wisdom of how to do things differently, maybe.
Exactly. And there's a time period between when something happens that feels amiss and you get the message and you realize it. There's a time period. What can help you shorten that gap is using your unity principles. Everything's in divine order, even this. Okay? I don't know exactly how the law of attraction works. I don't understand it deeply. But I do believe that the people that are looking for the good find it quicker. And I've got a bunch of folks in my life that are never looking for the good, and they eventually find it. You know, there is grace, okay? The grace of God is here for everyone. But if you're looking for something, you'll find it quicker. You're open to it. You're open. It shows up. You'll feel better just looking for it. You know, Angelina and I have something. It's not diagnosable, but it's called reverse paranoia. We walk around all the time going, I think things are conspiring on my behalf. It's also called pronoia. Okay, and to me, that's what unity teaches us. Is the cup half empty or full? Both. Which one do you want to put your energy on? The half full part, right? Put your energy. Use the half empty part just long enough to get the message. Okay? If your life is half empty over a situation that happened or a relationship that happened or a job that happened, go ahead and give a little bit of attention down there. Visit that place, but don't buy property. Move right. on. Move on right. and start looking at the half full. So we're going to talk about some things that felt like rejection
but
to us.
Let me say one thing.
You can say three things.
We love divine order because we kind of feel like it lets off, like then we know it's the way it's supposed to be and we don't make ourselves wrong for, oh, I did it wrong. I could have done it this way and that way. But with any of these tools that we use, we feel it's really important to express what you are feeling in the moment. So if you're sad, cry. If you're angry, yell. You know, whatever it is, because we don't want to keep those, keep everything so positive all the time that we're not feeling what we're feeling. Because it's if it stays bottled up, then it gets stuck, and then we can't, have that blissful time that we're looking for.
And you
right?
can actually feel more positive by allowing yourself to feel through that stuff and then coming to the other side, the other right. side of the dark forest. So COVID, let's talk a tiny bit about COVID because we haven't been there since. That was a really challenging couple of years for us. Mostly more for me because I didn't realize how attached to you I was. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I was really attached. And I was attached to the whole thing, calling churches several months in advance, talking to music directors like Richard, talking to admin people, setting up our time, all these things. Angelina calls it the other vitamin C, vitamin connect. I was having emotional scurvy. I wasn't getting enough vitamin connection. And so it was very challenging. But the great news about it was, is it helped me regroup my thoughts and realize that I had neglected a part of me because I was so busy out there doing all of this, okay? And I had also neglected a part of Angelina who is different from me and needed more time at home. I was busy working us 270 days a year on the road. That felt great to me because I was getting lots of human dopamine, lots of it. But it was hard on Angelina because she gets dopamine from chill. So
right, because I'm more of the introvert. So I recharge by being by myself, and I feel our home is my sanctuary. So I need to be home. And so when COVID hit, I found it was really healing and wonderful to be in my home, to get house projects done, because we're never home enough in the past to get things done. So I cleaned out the garage, I cleaned out closets, and the house is looking good again, so it's a great time to be on the road again. But it's really also good for me to know that it is important to be at home. What happened, I found several years ago, I had a lump in my throat, and I went to my ENT just to make sure everything was okay. He said, it's nothing with your vocal cords. You have something called a glabal sensation, which they don't really know what causes it, but they say that a lot of times it's anxiety and stress. So by being home for that amount of time during COVID, I no longer have that lump in my throat. So I'm very, very, feel very blessed and grateful for that. Yes, thank you.
So some of you may know that back in 2011, Angelina and I had this great idea that we would go on a reality TV show, and we were starting to get a little stale in what we were doing in the church scene, and we weren't appreciating as much, and that show turned out to be really not what we wanted. We felt more rejection than we've ever felt in our lives, and however, what happened as a result of it? It re-inspired us to do this. We missed y'all even more after we saw what the real world was like. We missed you even more. We appreciated our job even more. We worked more than ever. We wanted to play more fun places and do more with you than ever. And we got recharged. Because when you feel rejection, it can take you deep inside to find a part of you that needs love. Okay? And when you get down there, you can love that up as you're working through the rejection. You love that part of you up, and you're a better person on the other end.
Right.
Okay, that's a fantastic kind of like making lemonade out of lemons. That's what another thing Unity teaches us. It says life gives you lemons sometimes. We're not in denial. Somebody says, you're part of one of those feel-good churches, aren't you? I go, yeah. Where do you go? Someplace makes you feel like crap? Well, y'all are in denial. We're not in denial, okay? We're not in denial. We know there are lemons. We love lemonade. We use those lemons and make it. I'm not going to say what this is, but y'all know fertilizer, right? What makes the best fertilizer? We've all had some of that. We use that to fertilize our future life and grow better flowers, okay? And it's a wonderful thing. Here's, I'll tell you a quick story before we go into our final song. What we decided, we were one of those people that decided to spend a lot of money on an addition when we had no money during COVID. Anybody else do that? I don't recommend it, but it worked out. So one day before they completely sealed the roof to our music room that we built onto our house so we would have a designated music room versus having everything set up all over the house all the time, a huge rainstorm came in Florida. And what happens, I don't know if it's like that here, but 1 hour of heavy, heavy rain can just dump. And it brought 100 gallons of water into our living room and our office. And it started out, Angelina was the first to notice it.
I was in the kitchen or whatever. I'm hearing this drip sound, right? So I went to see what was going on, and there was a drip, a leak coming through where it was not finished yet. And then the leak became another drip and another drip, and then it started really coming in. So Armand was resting, taking a nap, and I finally said, Armand, help!
She looked like a Chinese acrobat. She had a bucket over here and a bucket on her foot, and she was doing all this stuff. But anyway, went down. I said, Alexa. By the way, you folks at home are going to have something funny happen right now. Alexa, play OK in the End by Armand and Angelina. That was the first thing I did. And then I said, honey, we always talk about making lemonade out of lemons. Let's figure out what we're going to do. We'll get on it. And she goes,
I don't have lemons, I have limes. So let's make margaritas.
So we got the shop vac out. 8 hours later, all the water was cleared up. We had pulled back the carpet. We had saved everything. Just a little water staining and things like that. Insurance came over a couple of days later. I said, we saved the carpet. We saved the pad. We saved this furniture. They go, there's water damage on that. There's a stain on that carpet. I go, I know. We're going to use it. It's going to be fine. He goes, I have to give you full replacement value. I said, but we're not going to replace it. He goes, I have to give you full replacement value. Shut up. We got enough money to pay a third of the extra cost that the COVID prices cost on our place. What felt like a rejection 3 nights earlier turned out to be not a rejection. It was God pointing us in another direction. Now, don't give a songwriter. Richard will back me up on this. By the way, y'all know you have the greatest music director in the world, right? It's harder for you to know, but we go to a lot of places, so we know. Okay, you think this is normal. This is not normal. It's okay. Anyway, you don't give a songwriter a rhyme and not expect a song. There's no such thing as rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. And then a pirate came in. Na, 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 na. Oi! Okay, so that's your part. Let's sing the song before we run out of time here. There's no such thing as rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. It's never rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. Oi! Na, 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 na. That's it. There's no such thing as rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. It's never rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. Na, 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 na. On the day that I was born and slapped upon my cheeks, you'd think that I would ascertain the world as rather bleak. But I heard a voice of wisdom and in my ear would ring, don't think the world is against you, there's no such thing. The world is never against you, there's no such thing. Your turn. Na, 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 na. There's no such thing as rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. It's never rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. Na, 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 na. At an early age, I knew true love would be my quest. Though many trials and tribulations put me through the test, there were a dozen lovely maidens, much heartache they would bring. I thought the world was against me, but there's no such thing. I thought the world was against me, but there's no such thing. Your turn. Na, 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 na. Oi! There's no such thing as rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. It's never rejection. It's God pointing us in another direction. Na, 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 na. I'm moving through my renaissance, into my middle ages, becoming fully realized. I trust my inner sages. My quest is done, I found my bride. This holy grail I bring. The world was never against you. There's no such thing. The world is never against you. Got it. There's no such thing. We love it. Na, 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 na. Thank you, my lords and ladies. We promise only to stay a year.
Armand and Angelina, everybody. Way to go, guys. I especially love the Jewish pirate.